I'm Kat. Hello.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is
No Baddies Left Behind.
Anyways, so as a disclaimer, the next thing that we're going to be talking about can be very triggering. So this is a disclaimer, a warning. We will be talking about sexual assault, grooming, child abuse, and also just, well, I was thinking about another word, but I think those are all the big things that we're going to be talking about. But the Quiet Onset documentary, have you watched it already?
I haven't watched the documentary, but I've seen clips of it.
Same. And I'm not going to lie, I am very reluctant to watch it because I think it's something that I will watch it, first of all. I want to disclose that. It's just that it's so disheartening and it really did a number on my psyche because really it's like these celebrities were our childhood and they are coming out with, you know, things that they have not talked about, which is so like, and you really think about it, even as adults now, I saw someone comment like, as adults, we're growing a little bit more empathetic for people that really have gone through it in the public eye, like Amanda Bynes, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, who's, you know, obviously making her comeback. But I feel like we're growing a little bit more compassionate for those people because we understand now. I mean, obviously we don't understand what they're going through, but we can see what, you know, what's happened to them. But yes. So how much have you seen of this?
I don't really know because I haven't seen the documentary, so I don't know how much of it I have really seen. But I've seen a few clips of Drake Bell. I've seen a few clips of like the iCarly cast with Jeanette McCurdy and Jeri Trainor. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few clips of the Victorious cast. And then there was a girl from Zoe 101. I can't remember her name.
Alexa Nicholas.
Yes. I've seen a few clips of her. That's about it.
I feel like that I've seen all the same things, but I don't know if you've seen. I want to talk about this one first because this one was really disturbing. Amanda Bynes. I don't know if you saw her fake, or what people were speculating was she had a fake or not a fake like a Twitter account that I forgot what the name was called, but she had a Twitter account that she made because she was under a conservatorship of her parents and she was dropping all the tea. But basically she made this Twitter, but basically Amanda Bynes, I don't really even know when this exactly came out, but there's a lot that goes into her story, but she's basically saying that she was raped at 13. She put it in quotes like, can you imagine being raped by your boss and getting an abortion at 13? And just because a man touched you. Like, so she's basically saying like, because this man, which is what they're thinking is Dan Schneider, is because he was touched as a child, he was touching children as an adult. And so Amanda Bynes at 13 got pregnant and had an abortion. And then she was saying other things like, her parents took all control of her money and she had to make the fake Twitter because of the conservatorship. She literally was dropping all of it, but this was years ago. And no one actually took those allegations seriously because one, it wasn't under her name. And two, I don't really know the exact time of the height of her, you know, downfall, but this was around a similar time. So that's what they're saying about those tweets. But also this one is heavy. Okay. This one's a little bit much. And they're saying that she had a lobotomy. I don't know if you saw that one, but I did see footages of like when she was young, right? She was a young child and then a teenager and then an adult, a young adult, an adult, whatever. But even with her recent TikToks of her talking, obviously, you know, we don't know what kind of drug she's been on and stuff like that. But people were saying she is bipolar or schizophrenic, stuff like that. But her affect is really flat. So, like, her face is really flat. She has no emotion. The way she talks in her eyes. And then I was looking and I was like, I don't know if you see those pictures or videos back in the 50s and 60s of people who had lobotomies done. And also, people that don't know what lobotomies are, basically, I forgot to explain that, like, what a lobotomy is. But it's basically when they take, doctors take, sorry, I'm sure neurologists, they take, like, basically, like, a big needle and they stick it, I forget where, but they stick that big needle into the frontal cortex, right? That's what it's called, prefrontal cortex, and they stir that bitch up. They stir it up like it's beans, their brains. And then afterwards, they're like common children. I remember one of our nursing instructors was like, this is still practiced in America. And on top of that, how are you going to expect someone to act normal after their brains were just stirred? So, of course, they're more calm. Their affect is more flat. They're more relaxed. They don't mind being touched, of course. Because their brain just got whipped up. Obviously, so they're saying that's what happened to Amanda Bynes. And then also, we don't really know the treatment that, or what's that called, where they, for depression, where they zap your brain. I forgot what that's called, where they electrically shock you in your brain. They said that she could have gotten that done, or whatever medication. Sorry, this is a big rampage, but also it's like, what people feel like they don't know is, like, a lot of antipsychotics, a lot of schizophrenic medications and anti-epileptic medications are used for that specific purpose. They mock the side of the symptoms of being, or the manifestations of being psychotic. So we don't know all the treatment that's happened to her, which is why she's, you know, kind of came out with how she is. But that's what they're alleging of Amanda Bynes so far. That's what we know.
I do think she's definitely gotten the worst of it out of everyone. Yeah. I do think she's gotten the worst of it. I heard that she's not in the documentary, which is a little disappointing.
Yeah. But we don't know anything about her conservatorship. Like, yeah. We don't know anything about her. Like, if you really think about it, nothing has been disclosed publicly. Nothing has been... This is all alleged. This is all speculation of Amanda Bynes. No one really knows. And people are saying hopefully one day she does come out with her truth. And I'm sure one day she will. But, like, Queen O is so sad. Someone said, was like, we don't even know if she can do this because she can't expose or tell her side of the truth because of the effects of her treatment. Let's say she got the, I forgot what that call, what that's called, is when they shock you in the brain. The amnesia. That causes amnesia. That's like a common side effect, is amnesia. And so we don't even know if she, you know, is to the mental capacity to remember these things and to talk about them, you know? But that is so sad. And then I saw a video of her walking, like, after Quiet on Set aired. And first of all, her outfit was popping. She was wearing, like, a graphic tee, and she was wearing the Yeezy, I forgot what that is, like, Ari has them. They're, like, basically they look like peasant shoes, all torn up with holes in it, but you just slide your foot in, like, a slide. Yeah, but it covers your foot. She had a little Chanel bag on. She looked really cute. She had really cool sunglasses on. She looked really cute, but that was her first outing since Quiet on Set. But I don't know. It's really disheartening, and it really makes me a little sick to the stomach. Well, it does make me sick to the stomach to think about, because she's so iconic. She had such a talent on her from a young age. And we really, this is just like a lick of what I feel like people are willing to talk about of, like, Dan Schneider and all the abuse that went on set.
I saw he was released from prison.
Oh, he went to prison?
I think so. When? I don't know, but I saw he got out and he released, like, a statement, or he did an interview or something, and he was talking about how he saw the documentary and he was looking back on his actions and he's embarrassed and ashamed and he owes some people strong apologies.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like this, no apology. No apology. No. There is nothing that no. you or anybody else can say that will Mm-mm. do anything to take it back or make it better. It's not going to do
yeah.
anything. You know what I mean? And it's like, nope. the thought is there, but also his apology is just to clear his own conscience because now he feels bad mm-hmm. about it. But it's not going to do anything for mm-hmm. the people who suffered from it.
Mm-hmm. And people are so quiet about it. And I feel like because people like Drake Bell, they just don't want to. Obviously, we don't know what goes on, right, in their brain and in their minds. But who wants to relive that? Who wants to talk about it and relive what happened to them? Because he was silent for 20 years, something like that. Something crazy. And who wants to relive that nightmare?
Did you see the clip with Drake Bell? He had called his dad to tell him, oh, Dan got arrested.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And the dad was like, oh, thank God it wasn't you. And Drake...
Wait, what? Dan like, got arrested?
Yeah, like Dan Schneider got arrested. And his okay. dad goes, oh, thank God it wasn't you. Thinking that...
What did he mean by that?
Thinking that Drake wasn't a victim. And he... Drake just didn't have the heart to tell him what happened to him.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, thank God that didn't happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine just you're living in silence for so long, but then also, mm-hmm. too, it's like your family, you know? Like, you...
Yeah.
Nobody knows about it. And to just...
No.
Live with that just sitting on your conscience all these years. Mm-hmm.
I need to watch it, but there was a scene where he was dating somebody, and I think his name is Brian. I forgot his name, but Brian, he's the dialogue coach on set. He was that. The one who, yeah, sexually assaulted Drake Bell. But I don't know if Dan Schneider did as well, but I think, what's his name, like Brian Peck, something like that. But he was calling his phone because they had plans to go to Disneyland. He was Jake Bell was explaining the story and he was at his girlfriend's house and he was like, no, I'm not going to stay here. And he just keeps calling the house over and over and over and over again. And then her mom, like the girlfriend's mom at the time, sat him down in the kitchen, just them two. And she was like, tell me what's going on, because no 40-year-old man calls my daughter's boyfriend like that. Like, tell me what's really going on. That's why I really need to watch it, because I'm just like, I wonder if he did tell her. But I feel like if he did, I don't really know, but they did. I feel like the reason I really need to look up his name, but he did go to jail for that though. Back in the early 2000s, they did. There was a trial for that, but Drake Bell went as as anonymous. He didn't want to be known for or be a part of that case. He didn't want to be, what's the word? He wanted to just be anonymous. But I feel like, I don't know if that's why he did not stay in for as long. I don't know, but I think it was only about 10, 15, like 13 years. But also, hold on, I forgot what I was going to bring up. But that part was really, really, really sad. Like, that's what I was going to bring up. So I remember I used to love watching, and I even still do now, not as much anymore, but with Drake Bell and Josh Peck, they would do, like, make YouTube videos together on Josh's YouTube channel, and they would react to their old episodes or their sightings, like, on the carpet or whatever. And I remember seeing a video of Drake, them two together, and there was a scene of, like, someone who just, like, randomly started singing on the carpet. And you can tell Josh Peck was like, what was that? But I remember watching that video a couple of years ago and just seeing Drake Bell. And I know that he hit a really rough spot in his career, but I remember seeing him as a teenager and I was like, why does he look so disturbed? Like, you can just tell in his aura, like, he just was not doing well, like, mentally. He was just not really there, but he was physically there, like, he had to be. And I feel like these are all just unsaid things that we don't know about that played into effect of why, you know, he was doing the things that he did or why he appeared the way that he did. And it's so sad. Like, we just did not know. We all knew that Dan Schneider was a fucking weirdo creep, but we just didn't know that part, you know? And it's so sad. It's so, so sad. And, but even Victorious, I kind of feel like they were one of the first casts who kind of really knew the uncomfortable things that Dan Schneider was causing. Like, what's her name? Liz Gilly? I forget, but she would just ignore him. He would videotape them and she would just straight up ignore him. And I feel like because they were older, they were an older cast from what I know. And so I think, and also I felt like as each show that came up, they kind of were picking up on the vibe. And really, I was thinking about it, like that cast that's there, we don't even know the insiders that are going on. Like, oh, we know that he's weird. So don't ever be caught in a cast, in a trailer with him. But the fact that this man was just roaming free with the shit that they did is sickening. And these are kids. These are children. Even as older teenagers, still kids that are just trying to get fame from their talent. And they're being abused physically, sexually, like, well, I don't know about physically, but sexually abused. Like, that is insane. Ugh, so sad. But I don't know. And even like Zoe 101, Jamie Lynn Spears, did you see that one? Mm-mm. About that scene with the, about the, what's it called? The squirt thing. Did you see that one? Mm-mm. But there's, did you watch Zoe 101 when you were a kid? Mm-hmm. There, you know that one scene where they were, Nicole bought a backpack, or she bought like these gooey pops, and she was trying to open it, and it was so hard for her to open it, and then she finally did it, and then it squirt onto Jamie Lynn's face, and then she said that when they were filming that, the like behind the camera was someone that had the syringe and squirted Jamie Lynn with the stuff, and the boys, she was like, Jan's like laughing, whatever, is what she said. And then she was like, the boy said it was like, bleep this part out, but like, it was a shot. Mm. And that was the first season of Zoe 101. So Zoe, she must have, like, Jamie Lynn must have been like 14 at that time. She was a young girl. And then Nicole was like, or her name was Alexa, but she was like, I didn't even know what that meant. I don't know why the boys were all laughing. So can you imagine, like, I don't know. Like, so many foot. Like, if you, I don't know if you've seen, like, all these footages coming out. And we're like, oh, my God. We were laughing at that as kids. Laughing. Thinking it was so hilarious. But really, it was just the sick, twisted mind of Dan Schneider and all his team, you know, making money off these kids and also getting off on the little, you know, jokes and whatever that they can get away with on that people just were, you know, didn't really understand, but they were making sexual, sexual jokes on children. It's just kids didn't know.
I think a lot of shows now that I'm older, if I go back and watch any, like, even Disney Channel shows, Nickelodeon shows, mm-hmm. I think a lot of them really, they make jokes that kids would never understand, but as an adult you kind of get it more. But I think with Dan Schneider, it was just taken a step too far. It's not just like a joke anymore, you know what I mean? Like, something like that is just, it's not, shouldn't have been included at all. But I did see
Alexa
was I don't know if it was for the documentary or if it was on like a podcast, but she was talking about her wardrobe for the show and about how they constantly put her in like the shortest skirts, like little tank tops, and just like at the age that she was at, they were already sexualizing her.
Yes.
And showing young kids that's something that they should look up to. That's something that they should aspire to, want to look like. That's the example that they were setting using her. And I think that's wrong. Aside from all the, you know, other stuff.
But anyway. I know, sorry. No, but I did see, I didn't see that part that she was being sexualized, but I did see that, like, I forgot who it was. I think it was Dan Schneider that wanted to be at every fitting. Which is fucking sick. Fucking sick. And I also, I think it was in 2020, I filmed a TikTok back then, and I watched an episode of iCarly where, I don't know if you saw, where, you know, it's just, like you said, it's a step too far, like his jokes, but also it's so weird that it's like every show. It's every show. It's not just one. He didn't just say it or like didn't put that in the show just once and then cut it. You know, like, okay, that was inappropriate. That's enough. You know, but like it just kept going. And so I just think it's so weird. I think because back then when we were kids, I feel like our parents did not know to monitor those things. I'm sure that there were parents who did. Like, I wasn't allowed to play with Bratz dolls when I was a kid. My mom didn't let me buy that until I was 13, 12, which, yes, I was still playing with Bratz dolls back then. But my parents didn't make sure what I was watching was clean because it's Nickelodeon. It's Nickelodeon. They wouldn't assume that. And so I think that's why all those jabs are like kind of being able to, it's a pass because adults didn't realize it. But now that's something that is not it. I feel like right now it's because I think that the older millennials and are getting now into being parents and stuff. It's something that we're trained more to do, to monitor what our kids are consuming. But really protect our children. Protect the children. That shit is sick. It is twisted. It's literally fucking disturbing. And oh my God. And I saw a really sad TikTok of someone that said these people gave up their childhood so we can have ours. Like, it included Drake Bell, Amanda Bynes, like those whole casts. Even Jeanette McCurdy. She's a little, you can tell that she's not fully, I don't know if she has a truth to tell, but well, it's what, like she's almost holding.
She came out with a book, and she talked about a lot of this. I didn't read her book. She talked about a lot of this really? In the book, and so everyone is like, where was this uproar when she released her book?
Yeah.
And exposed all of this in her book.
That's so sad. You know what, Queen? Even while I was at work, right, I work on internet, or yeah, internet, that whatever that thing is, Explorer. Mm-hmm. And you know how when you open up a page, it'll show, what's the word? Just, sorry, I couldn't still do that. I'm like blanking. Just popular things that are just raging right now in the media. This documentary is not on it, and I do not know how. I just feel like it's not getting the attention that it needs. I don't think that it's getting recognized for what happened and what the truth is.
I think.
And it's so sad.
Yeah. I think a lot of the things that happened, they're very taboo things to discuss and to talk about and to have out in the media. I think those things are things that people make people uncomfortable to talk about them or to discuss them or to become aware of what was really going on. And so I think, you know, TikTok is a really great place for people to talk about that and post all the videos and have those discussions and that commentary. But I think in the real world, like outside of social media, I don't think it's going to be as publicized as it should be. Because of what the topic is, you know what I mean? Like, it's very rare that we see real media reportings on topics like this.
I mean, look at Michael Jackson, though. That shit was headlining. Yeah,
but Michael Jackson was, you know, the king of.
But so is Drake Bell, so is Amanda Bynes, you know what I mean?
Not, like all those they're not stars. Like Michael Jackson was like the epitome of fame, like Prince, Like, he was, like, top-notch. And I'm not saying that these child actors don't matter, but I think just the level of who Michael Jackson reached with his fame and how many people really idolized him, and for all this stuff to come out about him, I think that's what pushed it so much into the media because of how big he was. But in the grand scheme of things, Nickelodeon is big, but it's not that big. You know what I mean? And so for us, because we grew up watching them, we grew up, you know, building these idolizations towards them. This is a big deal for us. And I think that's why it's so big on TikTok, because that's our platform. That's what we use. I don't know anyone who goes out and watches the news. I don't watch the news. Definitely don't watch it live. You know what I mean? And so I feel like that's why it's not so out there as it should be. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. I think it's weird because at the time that we're in right now, that's something that's really odd that it's not making its way out there as much. I totally see that. Yes, their fame does not reach people like Michael Jackson, but also people like Michael Jackson, like, that was all alleged things. I don't know if those things were ever proved. And there, you know, are people who are coming out saying that this did happen. And even with political figures, the Me Too movement, that really made, you know, headlines. I just think that it's really surprising that these children who are well known are not being heard out at, like, as much as what you would think, especially this day and age where a lot of things, almost everything, is really sensitive and you really have to, it's like you said, taboo. So I just think that, you know, even with the fame factor, it's like, that is something that it's like, who would ever hush that?
Yeah. But I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. I think it should be out there in the media, but I just
No, yeah, but it's still like, how is it not? That's the crazy thing. And but they're going to over here talk about Netflix, like what's raging on Netflix and what's, you know, Elon Musk. Who gives a damn about Elon Musk? You know? I mean, don't get me wrong, like, that's all the rage right now, but it's just like, that's crazy that things like, so, and then people like trying to get rid of TikTok, like, come on, there's bigger things in this world that are happening, like Dan Schneider roaming around free. And then you see his interview with Tebow from iCarly.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I
said. Yeah, but I'm just like, Tebow, of all people, I feel like because he thought like, okay, this man was on iCarly. He has filmed with me. I've employed this person, whatever. Like, you can have a little bit more of a relation, I guess. But Tebow, go on the news, brother. Go on on the news, Dan. Go to Oprah. Go to Dr. Phil. Go to, what's her, Diane Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Tebow. And I, honestly, I saw everyone in the comments. It's not funny, but it's like when the camera panned and Dan Schneider was actually there, I was like, oh shit. And also just the way that, I don't know his real name, Tebow.
I don't know.
Just the way that he was talking, I was like, it didn't seem serious, if I'm being honest. It didn't seem serious. And then he was trying to apologize, like you said. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't really know if this is ever really going to find its peace, because a lot of it, you know, is, I don't know. But I hope that we hear the truth, and we have heard a lot of the truth, but I just hope more justice comes for them. I hope and pray, because they're like in their 30s now, almost 40. And this is something that they've been silent with for years. And he got to make show after show, making money and more money, just to, you know, it's so uncomforting and it's so heartbreaking. And I hope that this gets more media like coverage, and I hope that this does come to something more, but this needs to be recognized more. But I feel like also too, because we've known Dan Schneider to be that weird guy. So just with the documentary, it's almost like, well, we all knew, but also we didn't know the extent, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That shit was dark.
Yeah. Grr.
Still need to watch it, though.
But do you think that if Amanda Bynes was in the documentary, it would be out there? It would be a big thing?
Answering your question, I feel like it might have. I think it might have if Amanda Bynes was on there. I think just because we all wonder about her. We all are like, what really happened to you? Mm-hmm. And it's almost like Britney, you know, where she was silenced. But I think it would have caused more of an uproar because of how much she was affected, Amanda Bynes. And how she is now, where she's just literally not the same person. Like, she's just almost, almost unrecognizable. I mean, I know we could all recognize her, but that one TikTok of that girl who saw her walking in the streets and she was like holding on her arm, I was like, who is that? Mm-hmm. And then when they said Amanda Bynes, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. What? But I definitely do think it would have been more publicized if she was in it. Because I feel like her, it's like Britney Spears. Her downfall was widely publicized. Can you believe we all just watched that and read about it? And we're all like, oh, what a crazy woman. And we didn't even really know.
I actually didn't know much until everything came out about it. Like, I didn't know that she was, I didn't know that she was under a conservatorship. Like, I didn't know about all that stuff. But I also wasn't a very big, like, I like Britney Spears, but I'm not an avid follower of hers. So until, like, all that stuff came out where she was fighting her conservatorship and trying to get it ended or taken away or whatever, that's when I was like, oh my gosh, like, she's been through some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right to her conservatorship, like, I'm talking about when they were in the height, like, the early 2000s when they were going through it, and like People Magazine, I think she was interviewed by Diane Sawyer, and mm-hmm. they were just completely tearing her to shreds. Like, the media tore these people to shreds because, oh, look at them, they look crazy, let's make money off of it. Aside from, you know, the legal aspects behind it, like, people were just feeding into it. People were just like passing by these magazines and not even really being like, I hope they're okay. Or, like, I wonder, they probably went through something, you know? But we all just fed into it. Like, oh my God, Britney's crazy. Or, like, we would have her on t-shirts and on wallpapers of her being bald, or where she shaved her head. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I think really tables are turning. And I think that it's being brought to light now. Just an ounce, I think. Mm-hmm. But that's crazy. And it was dark, but I'm glad that this is coming to light, honestly, because I don't know. I feel like so many more people are a part of it too, but they just don't want to take part in the documentary, if I'm being honest. Like, so many people were.
You know, when all of this was happening, I feel like the biggest thing was that Dan would hold their jobs over their heads. You know, mm-hmm. like, if you don't do this, it's going to affect your career.
Like, blackball them.
Yeah. And so I just mm-hmm. wonder now if they're still fearful of that. So instead of coming forward, they just still stay silent. Because I feel like a lot of the ones that did come forward, like Drake Bell, Alexa, the Nicole girl from Zoe mm-hmm. 101, like, they're not really in entertainment like that anymore, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so as far as that goes, they don't really have anything else to lose. You know what I mean? Whereas, like,
yeah,
Liz Gillies or Ariana Grande or, you know, like, you know, the people who are still kind of in the industry who aren't in the documentary, yeah. do they still have something to mm-hmm. lose from that?
And I saw that people were saying that about Josh Peck, like, they were going at him for, when Drake Bell came out with what he said, with his statement and his stories. And they were, like, going after Josh Peck. But also, Miranda Cosgrove, I don't know if she still is, but she was filming a spinoff off of iCarly recently. So I feel like you said, the people that really made it big, that's why they're not coming out. You know, hopefully nothing happened to them, right? But also, they do have a lot, but I mean, I don't know, like, this ain't age, like, what do you got to lose with coming out with the truth? But you know, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I don't know. But like you said, a lot of the people with more fame are silent. They're way silent. Because Josh Peck is very active on social media. Ariana Grande. Liz Gillies. But there are a lot of other people that are just silent, though. They're just silent, that were around. But I don't know. I don't know. And I feel like a lot of the kids that took the heat were the ones... Obviously, we don't know. Okay, there's just... This is all just from what I've seen. But, like, a lot of the kids I feel like got the big hits were the younger. The younger kids. Like, there are the ones that started in the early 90s. Early to mid 90s. I think just because Down's getting... They were getting away with it. Because also, they were... Again, it just was not... This is not something that was talked about in the media at that time. Or really... We, like, even now, where people come out with, oh, this happened on this set, it only started really coming about now, what happened back then. So back then, they never said anything. And also, parents, I feel like they, again, did the children tell their parents? Did the parents do something about it? Also, look like Amanda Bynes' parents.
I saw this one clip. I think it's in the documentary. I'm not sure. I think it's in the documentary, but it's about a girl named Brandy. I don't know who that is, but she was on the Amanda Bynes show for a little bit, and there was a set guy or some kind of, you know, guy on set who built up a relationship with her as far as, like, oh, he's the one who took her to set, he's the one who talked to all the parents, he's the one who communicated schedules and whatnot. He was emailing her, like, every day. And then one day, she got an email. She, like, slammed the laptop shut and ran to her room. And her mom was like, "What? Like, what's going on? What happened?" And he had sent her a video of him masturbating. And said, "I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you." And she told the mom. She told the mom. And the mom sat there and said, "Do I call the police or do I not say anything? Because how are the police going to believe that I didn't think that this is what was going to happen by him talking to her?" And all the comments are, "You chose to save face for yourself rather than look out for and protect your daughter." And I feel like, not for everyone, but like Amanda Bynes, I feel like her parents probably know. You know what I mean? And that's why they probably did the conservatorship, to have that control still over her. I think there are a couple who out there, they do know, they are aware of it, but the thought and the idea of the money, the fame, where they could end up is what stopped them from doing something about it, which is very disappointing. Because to imagine if my kid had to go through something like that, I would be livid. I would be
exploiting your kids for the fame and for the money. So you're compromising their safety, their that trauma, you know. And I feel like also that's the grooming. It's the grooming. I feel like that's what happened to Drake Bell. Like, he would be at that guy Brian's house because Brian was, you know, I feel like that's how they would trick their parents, because of all these crazy hours being on set and, you know, filming in all of these places and how long they would film for, you know. So, of course, the parents, okay, I'll just leave them here to film whatever, I'm going to leave. Like, that's why I feel like these children were, you know, why the abuse got, why these people got away with the abuse for so long was because of the fact that these, their parents, one, didn't know better. Two, like you said, chose not to say anything. And also, they didn't know what was really going on because it looked as if they were being taken care of. And that's what I think really takes a huge part into grooming. And also, that's how you win the affection of parents, is making them look as if they're taking care of your child. Easy way in, right? And so I feel like that's what a lot of it happened too. Which is so sad. So sad and so traumatic for these adults to have to go through. But it's crazy. Like, I felt they did a job. You would have never thought. You know, you would have never thought. And it's so like, damn, this is what you were hiding for so long. But then all throughout the years when I was a child or even as a teenager, I was like, oh, wow, I love. I remember one time I saw Drake Bell at Disneyland with my friends. We were going, you know, the entrance into Disneyland, there's like two tunnels that you can go around under the train. We were going under the tunnel and we took a picture with him. And you can tell he was in such a rush and he did not want to be stopped. And I totally get that. But he stopped to take a picture with us. I was like, oh my God. He's so much smaller, like shorter in person. So much shorter in person. Like he's like my height, if not like a couple inches taller than me, like 2-3 inches taller than me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. Oh my gosh. How do we even end on that note?
I know.
But that was a chit chat. With Kaylin and Kat.
That's a good one. Bars. You have bars.
Bars. That's good. But yes, I think that's the... Yeah? Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's the end of our episode. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. All those things, nobody's left behind. That's it for this episode. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.